Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for a Miracle by Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. I took my troubles to the Lord. I cried out to him, and he answered my prayer. Psalm 120, 1. I fell down a flight of stairs. After visiting a church only twice, I found myself face first and legs contorted down 7 thick concrete stairs. My scream was so loud that people came running from every corner of the church to pray for my swift healing. Yet no matter how loud or passionately they prayed, my leg continued to throb. Moments later, I'd have to be carried out to the car and driven home by the pastor's wife. My embarrassment would be the least of my worries this evening. The night ended with incessant pain and sobbing tears, which landed me in the ER and then off to a specialist. A quick look at my x-ray made it clear. I had broken my tibia, fibula, and ankle. The breaks were so severe that I was told I'd need metal rods inserted into my leg to be able to walk and heal. The prognosis was that I'd have to endure a year of being unable to walk properly and a life of discomfort. At only 23 years old, with a small infant at home, I was devastated. How would I take care of my child? How much pain would I experience? Why wasn't I healed when the church members gathered in prayer? Yet in a moment of despair, I felt an insatiable urgency to pray to the Lord for answers. And in a gentle, small voice, I heard the Lord say, "Get a second opinion." I couldn't shake it. I felt like the Lord had healed me somehow. Days later, I got a second opinion. The new doctor wanted to be thorough, so he made a last-minute call to give me a second x-ray. I'll never forget when he entered the room, or his state of shock. Holding my previous x-ray and my current one, there was a major difference. Many of the injuries from days before were no longer present. I'd been healed. My surgery wouldn't be needed. I only needed a few months of physical therapy and a walking boot. Needless to say, the church, my family, and I were ecstatic. I was a walking miracle. In this moment, I was reminded of the miracles in the Bible. You see, I'd heard the stories of the blind men seeing and the lame men walking. However, many of these stories seemed like a distant reality. I'd never experienced them for myself. Yet the Lord had healed me. He had astonished the doctors and proven that He has the final say. The verse found in Numbers 23:19 rung clearly in my heart. God is not human that He should lie, not a human being that He should change His mind. Does He speak and then not act? Does He promise and not fulfill? You see, the Lord delivers on every promise. He's not one who is fickle or changes His mind toward His creation. Yes, the same God who healed the woman with the issue of blood and healed the emotional wounds of Peter after his denial still heals. He's a God who is present in our suffering and available to us when we call out in our time of need. Our response to this marvelous God is to seek Him in our time of need and believe. Though the healing may not come as quickly as we may desire, we can believe that He has our best interest at heart. In due season, the Lord will deliver on His promise. And the beauty of it all is the victory of every believer. If we aren't healed on earth, we have an eternal security of heaven where every tear will be wiped away. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You for Your healing power. There are areas of my physical and emotional health that need You more than ever. Father, I pray for a miracle. I pray that You would bring peace, comfort, and faith as I await Your glorious unfolding of my story. I believe in You. I trust in Your word and believe that You can radically change things in my life. Thank You, God, for all that You've done and continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's nothing in this world that He cannot do if we truly allow His love.
We can do nothing without Him. Anything that we do apart from Him is not something that's permanent.
All we need is grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.